makers of Chase Sanborn Coffee and Tender Leaf Tea present Ed DeBergen, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Dale Evans, The Sportsman, our guest, Martha Ray, who has just returned from singing for our troops in Africa, Bill Thompson, who has just returned from singing to himself under the shower, and Charlie McCarthy.
Dale Evans has a song that I want you all to hear. She hasn't said so, but I have an idea. She's dedicating it to me. Are you ready, Dale?
Okay, Charlie.
Good. A one, a two, and a three, oh, go.
You're a shot in the arm, you're a real pepper upper, you're vitamins A to Z. You're a regular blip, but I find it good for me. You're a shot in the arm, you're like champagne for supper, a 4th of July display. You're a dip in the sea on a sultry summer day. I'm overflowing to the brim now, and only have you to thank. I'm so darn full of them now. I give gallons and gallons to the Red Cross Bank. When I'm droopy and low, you're a strong cup of coffee. You give me vitality. With your wonderful charm, you're a shot in the arm, my friend.
You're a shot in the arm dedicated to all the boys in boot camp.
Charlie, I want to talk to you.
What have I done now?
Well, nothing at all.
There must be a mistake or something.
Yes. But I just haven't seen much of you the last few days.
Oh.
I missed your handsome face at the breakfast table this morning.
I'm really not handsome. Or am I?
Well, now, that's beside the point. Why didn't you come down for breakfast?
Well, I stayed in bed.
I see.
If I don't get my 16 hours of sleep at night, I'm just no good the next day.
Oh, I see. I think, Charlie, you're just a little bit lazy.
No, I'm not lazy. No, I'm really full of energy. I just don't have the strength to use it.
Oh, I see. Well, that sounds like a touch of spring fever.
Yeah?
Yes.
You think I got it?
Yes. And you know one of the best things to do for spring fever?
Sure.
What?
Nothing.
Just let it run its course and enjoy it.
I see. Baby, how do we know when it's spring? How do we know, you know, really know? Yeah. If you got it, if you haven't got it.
Well, there's a difference in the length of the days. Haven't you noticed that?
Yes, come to think of it, I have, yes. It seems to stay early later now.
What's that?
Well, what I mean is it don't get late so early.
What?
I mean, so soon, so quickly.
What?
I don't know what I'm saying. But what I mean is, just what is spring?
What is spring?
No, I ask you first.
All right, yes. Well, spring begins at the vernal equinox.
Oh, it does.
Yes.
Oh, goes back that far.
Oh, yes. You see, the Earth revolves around its axis.
Down with the axis.
No. No, it has nothing to do with it.
Oh.
I'm speaking of the rotation of the Earth.
Oh, that.
Yes. Do you know anything about that?
Rotation?
Yes.
Rotation, yes.
All right.
Rotation of the Earth.
That's right.
Every third year, you plant alfalfa.
No.
Yes, you do.
No,
some do.
I don't care about that. There's no reason for this foolishness, Charlie.
No.
You go to school?
Yes, sir.
Well, you should know about the solar system.
The what?
Solar system.
Yeah?
Yes. Do you know what it is?
No. I hate myself for not knowing.
Yes.
I feel a perfect cad.
Yeah.
But I will say that once I fell in one.
You fell in one?
Yeah.
In one what?
One of those.
One of those? One what? One of those cellar cisterns.
Oh.
Oh,
no. No.
The solar system is a part of the universe.
Oh, well, what's the universe?
Well, the universe is everything that's known to man and science.
Is that so?
Yeah. When you think of the size of the universe, well, it makes us all seem small and insignificant.
Yes, it does, yes. After all, who are we?
Yes.
Especially you.
All of us. Now, let me see. Where was I?
You were revolving in the universe.
Oh, yes. We were talking about the solar system.
That's right, yes.
Now, the center of the solar system is, naturally, the sun.
Well, naturally.
Yes. Now, do you know what we receive from the sun?
Light, heat, and freckles.
Well, but it gives us more than that.
You do?
Yeah. Just imagine yourself on a desert island.
Yeah?
Yes.
Also, I'm out there now.
Yes. Miles from civilization.
Uh-huh. I'm out there.
Yes, you're out there.
So what?
How would you tell what time it is?
I'd look at my watch.
You'd look at your watch?
Yeah,
but your watch is broken.
Well, that's funny. It was all right a minute ago.
What I mean is you have no watch.
Oh, you snitched it.
No. You have no watch and you're on the island.
Yeah.
How would you tell what time it is?
Well, No. All right, I give up.
You give up?
Yeah. Now let me put you on a desert island.
All right.
How would you tell what time it is?
By the sun.
Oh. Yeah, but there ain't no sun.
Oh, there's no sun. Now, well, why isn't there?
Well, it's raining.
Oh, it's raining. Well, I'll wait till it stops raining.
Yeah. Well, it ain't going to stop raining.
Oh, it's not going to stop.
No, why not? Because you're standing under a waterfall. Now, wait.
That is sheer stupidity.
Well, it's no worse than you sticking me on a desert island. Robbing me of my watch.
All right. I didn't rob you of your watch at all.
Well, then give it back.
I'm trying to tell you about the sun.
All right, Professor Bergen. How far is it to the sun?
Well, roughly speaking...
Oh, I don't want any of that rough stuff.
I see.
Give me exactly speaking.
I see.
How far is it to the sun?
Exactly?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Well, that's a moot question.
Maybe I should ask Mr. Moot.
No.
I'll tell you, the sun is approximately 92 million miles from the Earth.
Isn't that so?
Yes.
Gee, it's a wonder that light gets down here at all, isn't it?
Yeah. And just think, Charlie, that light from the sun travels at the rate of 186,000 miles a second.
Yeah?
Now, isn't that remarkable speed?
Oh, I don't know. It's downhill all the way.
Author, lecturer, and world traveler, at the request of most of the countries of the world, is Bill Thompson. Mr. Thompson's most recent travels have taken him through the land of Phlegeria. And while in Phlegeria, Mr. Thompson made some voluminous notes. This evening, he brings us a talk on Phlegeria entitled Notes to You. Bill Thompson.
Good evening, Mr. Thompson.
Good evening, Mr. Bergen, or as we say in Phlegeria, Nav du prasni pam nibu from Ogivi Padadan, Hom Pam Paho.
What does that last word mean?
That wasn't a last word. That was a semicolon.
Uh-huh.
In Phlegeria, you never leave out the punctuation, you see.
I imagine the Phlegerian language is difficult to understand.
Yes, it is, Edgar. And because it's so difficult, many Phlegerians never speak it at all, but instead dictate everything in shorthand and have the girl read it back.
Could you tell us something of the customs of Phlegeria, Bill?
Oh, yes. Contrary to our custom, Groundhog Day is not celebrated in Phlegeria.
Oh, it is not celebrated?
Yes.
Why not?
Well, because the groundhog is their national flower. The groundhog is a very rare flower. It only has petals when it's riding a bicycle. It's extremely rare, seldom if ever seen, if any, you see.
Yeah.
Because even Phlegerians know that People would look awfully silly going around wearing a groundhog in their lapel, yes, wouldn't they? Another interesting custom is based on the fact that the young men of Phlegeria are noted for their kindness to their parents. Every Saturday night, the youth of Phlegeria can be found giving their fathers a bath. This quaint custom is known as sponging off the old man. Oh, and remind me to tell you sometime about Phlegerian music, Edgar.
All right, I will. Yes.
Thanks for reminding me. I'll tell you right now.
Yes.
The Phlegerians have a very unique instrument similar to our bagpipes, which they call the pumpa.
Pumpa?
Originally, the pumpa was known in Asia as the drool bug.
I don't believe I've ever heard of a drool bug.
Well, the name originated from something a passing ceramic tribesman said when he saw the first pumpa player. The player was playing and chewing tobacco at the same time. Mm-hmm. A terrific feat. And the tribesman remarked, "Gee, you drool, Bob."
Bill, do you think you could arrange for us to hear a pumpa sometime?
No, I don't think. Well, all right. I just happened to have brought one of them with me this evening. Mr. Quist.
Yes, Mr. Thompson.
Would you mind handing me my Phlegerian pipe bag? I mean, my Phlegerian bag pipe.
Why, gladly, Mr. Thompson. Gladly. Here you are.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yes. It's an odd-looking thing you have there. How does it work, Bill?
Oh, well, first I have to blow it up.
I have to blow it up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, give him air, everybody, and stand back. His eyes may pop out. I
know. Yeah.
Oh. What's the matter with the bagpipe, Bill?
I don't know, but I think a little bicarbonate would help it out.
Yeah. What are you going to play?
Well, I think I'll play a little Phlegerian folk song called Mrav di Bustev Nem Hordivah, which translated means, I'm saving myself for Prosnikov. It's also sometimes called, I'll be down to get you in a bras dink, honey.
Better be ready about half past positive.
I didn't know you spoke for Jerry, Edgar. Well, I better go ahead before I have to pump this thing up again. Anything will happen. Well, here it is, a little Phlegerian folk song on the Phlegerian bagpipe.
Yeah.
I'll get it. Don't worry about it. Don't push me. Don't push me.
After you return from your next trip.
But I'm not going anywhere.
Oh, yes, you are, Drew Bob.
Huh?
You're going right now.
Oh, that's fine. I can take a hint. I don't have to have a horse kick me in the face.
That can be arranged, too.
Oh.
It was 5.5 months ago that Martha Ray left these shores to sing for our boys over there, and to help lighten the burden they're carrying for their country in the most remote corners of the world. In those 5.5 months, Miss Ray has entertained our troops and those of the British and Free French in England, Ireland, Scotland, Gibraltar, the Belgian Congo, and North and South Africa. She returned the other day with 3 decorations, for service overseas and service under fire. She was under bombardment, she was shot at in the air, and once she was temporarily downed by yellow fever. But through it all, she sang for the boys. Now she's back and still singing for the boys. Miss Martha Ray.
Way out in Kansas City, all want to see. They say that there's a guy they call Bigfoot Pete. He plays piano back here. Then he plays all night for pig feet and beer. He's murder. He's the guy that brought the woogie woogie up to date. He's got a tenno in his left hand and a rifle in his right. He's just a double barrel gate, and he'll shoot the 8 feet to you at a fragment range. He's just a solo. I tell you who he could be, a boogie woogie silly. His hands are just as big as Virginia hands, and when they go to work, they like that convention. They when it hangs on that box, the joints rock. Until your big deal stops forever, boogie. It's part of the plan. You find a bigger foot, a bigger boogie, woogie man.
You ought to go to Kansas City just to see what the guy can do upon a single tee. And if you ask him where he gets the drink, I see, he says it's all 6 feet and the right kind of beer.
He's got a cannon,
yeah,
in his left hand. Wolf, man.
Did you get a good look at General Rommel?
Well, I tell you, Charlie, I sort of got a glimpse of him.
A glimpse of him?
Yeah.
What was he doing?
Putting on his track shoes.
Whoa. Martha, what was the most thrilling experience you had over there?
Well, there was one tall, blonde sergeant.
No.
He was the grandest.
No.
He was so handsome.
Stop. No. Not that.
Oh, I see what you mean. Well, I lost my head.
Fun, isn't it?
Oh, great.
Seriously, Martha, your trip was a real accomplishment, and I think the whole country agrees that you've done a very fine thing.
Well, it was a great trip and a real pleasure, Edgar. You know, those boys of ours over there are the finest in the world. And I'd go back tomorrow if they let me.
Back in?
Yes, Charlie.
Tell her about our trip to the Aleutians.
No, never mind about that.
Well, I'll tell her then. There I was, Martha, knee-deep in glaciers and cinnamon bears. Yum, yum, yum. Those delicious cinnamon bears. I was hacking my way through ice.
Ever hacking?
Yeah, I was had a nasty cough at the time.
Charlie, never mind the illusions.
I'll tell you about my trip to Africa. I was...
Now, wait a minute, McCarthy. Wait a minute.
Camel.
When did you ever go to Africa?
Well, I'll tell you. This is Tuesday.
Were you in Casablanca?
Stop pushing me, will you? In Casablanca? I was in the outskirts of it.
Right. How about Tripoli?
The inskirts. No. No, I must confess, I was in the darkest Africa.
Oh, how did you like it?
Oh, I don't know. It was so dark I couldn't see a thing. Spent most of the time stalking lions.
Stalking lions?
Yeah.
Well, you couldn't even stalk celery.
Yeah. Kick it off. Africa, how I love it here. I know it backwards.
Yeah, that's just the way you're describing it. Backwards.
You know, Martha, you and I ought to go to Africa together sometime. Wouldn't it be romantic?
What do you mean romantic?
Well, just think. You could be a desert princess.
Oh, yes, I'm such a pretty little thing I am.
And I could be a wealthy American who comes and rescues you.
Oh, yes. But remember, Charles, you are of the West.
Yeah.
And I am of the East.
We are.
And never the twain shall meet.
Well, never mind the twain. We'll travel the trailer.
Well, never mind the trailer. We'll go by dromedary.
So those two intrepid travelers, Way and McCarthy, ride off on the Twaig route from Hubalaba to Babaluba and back to Hubalaba again.
Up and down, up and down, up and down. I think my camel's got the hiccups.
What's the matter, Charlie? Having trouble with your camel?
Well, I don't know. This desert station wagon and with the bumpy skyline is giving me a headache. See, what are camels descended from? Horses or zebras?
Well, don't let it get around, Charlie.
No.
They're really giraffes with dumplings. But of course, we natives call them ships of the desert.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm getting seasick of them anyway. Oh, this headache.
Well, maybe if you change camels, you'd feel better.
Do you think so, my dear?
my desert flower and my hummingbird.
Well, yes, my love. Just wait, and I shall call the camel changer.
Do.
Me, Ahmed Bey, I'm at the service of the flower of the desert.
What are you doing?
Ahmed! Playing the flute with one hand.
Why only one hand?
So I can hold my nose with the other.
Charlie, this is our new camel caretaker, Ahmed Bey.
I knew a fellow in Cairo by the name of Bey. He was a big fat fella.
Ah, yes, that's my brother, Eli Bey.
McCarthy? You know, he has a nasty headache, he has.
Do not worry. I can fix that with a native herb.
Would you please?
Hey, Herb, give this guy an aspirin, will you?
Oh, well, come on now. We better move on. We do it whoever not. We had a quarter joke. It's Belkin.
Yeah, that's late already. How far is it to Hoover-Lava? I knew
we'd have. Oh, I should say 3 days as a sand fly.
Oh, yes, those sand flies, yes. Say nothing of those sand fleas. Ouch! Little rascal, they
I do not want to alarm you, but that notorious bandit, Arlie Ben Bergen, is on the loose again.
Hell, not Arlie Ben Bergen!
Yes!
Do you not, I'll handle him.
Oh, you're so brave, you are. You're so brave. You know, you're afraid of nothing.
That's right. I am afraid of nothing. Of course, if it comes to something, that's different.
Well, there's really nothing to worry about now. Arlie Ben Bergen isn't within miles of here, if I'm not mistaken. All right, so I'm mistaken. So what?
It's too late now. Here he comes.
Then you swear you are, or I'll shoot you by yumping yummy.
No, no, please, Bergen, no. No, you did that last week, Bergen. That's enough. You did it last week.
Yeah, but I got laughs, though.
Give him an inch and he thinks he's an actor.
Oh, pardon me. I'm sorry.
Now, go on out and come in the right way. As an Arab, all right.
Stand right where you are, or I'll let you have both barrels. I've got you covered with a sawed-off shotgun.
Oh, darn it.
What's the matter?
I sawed off the wrong end.
Oh, Ben Ollie. You know, you may be a bandit, but you sure are handsome, you are.
Thank you, miss. Tonight I shall rob all the men and kiss all the women.
You can't do that.
Quiet, you great three mop handle. Hey, let him run this robbery his own way, will you? Oh, come on. Kiss me, the Arabian fool.
Oh, you are a pretty thing.
Oh, you say such nice things. I'm so tired of it all.
Very well, I shall kiss you. How did you like that?
You better go back and get the Swedes.